You're listening to the School Success Formula. This is episode number 64. And today we're talking about whether you should let your child fail their mocks. Hello and welcome to today's show. I'm so pleased that you're here. So we're going to dive straight into this episode. It's a solo episode and it's a really important issue. So failure is a really scary thing. I'm pretty sure that you're listening to this podcast because it's your deepest desire as a parent to help your child to succeed. But I've seen parents contemplating what to many is the unthinkable in recent weeks, letting their children fail. So today I'm going to talk about our heightened fear of failure in recent times, whether failure can actually be a good thing, and the costs and benefits of failure. So why do we fear failure more than ever in this current cultural climate? Well, back when I was at school in the 1990s, most parents wanted their children to do well, but they didn't have the frenzied fear of failure that I see amongst many parents today. There was a rather resigned attitude towards academic success, which had its merits as well as its drawbacks. Most people seemed to think back then that you had to be gifted in some way to succeed. You were labelled as an A grade or a B grade or a C grade or a D grade student, in the same way that others were labelled as having a good head for business or a natural bedside manner. It just seemed like you were born that way and there wasn't much that you could do to alter your fate. This is what the psychologist Carol Dweck would call having a fixed mindset. In some ways, this fixed view of people's abilities was quite comforting. It allowed people to play safe and just be what they felt they were meant to be, staying in their comfort zone. However, the big drawback was that people didn't push themselves to really test the limits of their abilities and see what they could achieve. There was the rare and occasional person who did, but it wasn't normal. However, since then, a lot has changed in education. With the rise of league tables, government targets, Tony Blair's desire to get 50% of all young people to go to university, Michael Gove's education reforms which made exams harder, and a general feeling in society today that there is greater competition for jobs because of the economic downturn and austerity, there is so much more pressure on young people to achieve higher results. This has also been coupled with advances in the education world of psychological concepts such as growth mindset and resilience, alongside improved teaching methods to get better grades. To a large extent, it has worked, and people are getting better grades and achieving more highly. But it has also created a climate in which failure is demonised and feared. It's not just taken as normal that some people will succeed and others will fail or do less well. So can failure actually be a good thing? Well, I honestly believe that it can, but I want to qualify that. We all learn fastest when we fail, and I'm going to give you an example. Last week, I was on a coaching call with one of my one-to-one clients, and he just had his half-termly report from his school. Unfortunately, he'd done really badly in a test for PE, and we dived into what had gone wrong. It turned out that he'd misunderstood the exam technique for a 12-mark question, not realising he had to put real-life examples in to back up all his points. He knew real-life examples for all of his points, he just hadn't realised that they needed to be in there. If he had known, he'd have done really well in this question, possibly getting full marks. However, because he failed, he didn't know the exam technique, he didn't answer the question correctly in the eyes of the examiner or the mark scheme, he has now learned his lesson, and I'm pretty sure he won't fail at this type of question ever again. He's failed fast and he's learned fast in response to this incident. But this example is on quite a small scale. And what I see parents considering most often is whether they should let their children fail their mock exams. So the costs and benefits of failure. When you're sizing up whether it's worthwhile letting your child fail, you really need to look at the costs and benefits of letting it happen. Most of the parents who I see contemplating letting their children fail their mocks are at their wit's end. They've been controlling, nagging, and trying to get their children revising for months on end, usually to be met with a silent wall of resistance or a child who's so laid back that they spend their whole lives horizontal. For these parents, they're so emotionally exhausted and so sick of the way that the mocks are creating a wedge between them and their children that the benefit of not nagging anymore is just huge. They also hope that by letting their child fail, then they will actually be able to succeed. The idea here is that if you let your child fail at something that's not ultimately very important, like mocks, they will learn a valuable lesson for the actual exams. They will know that not doing the work doesn't work, and they need to pull their finger out and put some effort in. So there was an example of this. One of the members of the Extraordinaries Club the other week, he had November mock exams, and his mum basically got to the situation where she'd let him fail. And after the mocks, he'd said something like, "Oh, I see now the need to do the work." And he said he's going to go back to all the resources in the club, which he'd been largely ignoring, and he's going to start making use of them because he can see that he's failed doing it his way and he needs a different way. And I also know of examples of students who've excelled in their mocks and then backed off in their revision for the real thing and then been very disappointed by their actual final results. So doing well in mocks is not always going to be a good thing. However, there are some students who really need to do well in their mocks to build their confidence and see that the work is worthwhile and will get the results they can be proud of. These are generally students who believe that they're not clever enough and no amount of work will make a difference, although it will, or ones who are really suffering from anxiety and need that boost so that they start believing in themselves. An example of this is one of the girls inside the Extraordinaries Club. She did the revision planning Kickstarter session for the November mocks and really focused in on her science. In consequence, she raised her grade from a 5/6 at the end of year 10 to a 7/8 just a few months later in her November mocks. She's now beaming with pride and full of confidence about how working in the right way up until her exams will enable her to achieve her full potential in all her subjects, not just science. So, should you let your child fail their mocks? Well, ultimately, it's down to you, your child's character, and your relationship with them. If nagging them to revise is doing your head in and ruining your relationship, they might just learn the lesson they need to learn by failing, and you'll have a happier home in the meantime if you back off. As they say, fail fast, learn fast. But if they're an anxious wreck, then helping them to see some success in their mocks is probably the kindest way forward. So if you've decided that you'd like to help your child succeed in their mocks rather than let them fail and learn the lesson the hard way, then I'd like you to invite you to take part in my January Mocks Revision Kickstarter workshop. It's happening on Tuesday, the 18th of December at 7:30 p.m. During the online workshop, your child will create a complete plan for their Christmas holiday revision, including what they're going to revise and how they're going to revise it. I've had so much amazing feedback about these workshops over the years, including one mum whose son was suffering some mental health difficulties, saying that it was the best money she'd ever spent. So if you'd like to sign up for the Revision Planning Kickstarter workshop for people with January mocks, you can do that by visiting my website at lifemoreextraordinary.com/revision-kickstarter. So that's lifemoreextraordinary.com/revision-kickstarter. Or you can find a link to that in today's show notes at lifemoreextraordinary.com/64. So if you found this episode useful, I've got a few other things on my website that might really help as well. So there's a blog post called How to Make the Most of Your Mocks, and there's a video that goes with that as well. And there's another blog post called How to Stop Your Mock Exams Ruining Your Christmas Holiday. And then finally, there's a podcast episode, which is number 22, which is called 9 Reasons Why Your Child Isn't Revising and What to Do About It. And if you'd like to get the links to those articles and bits and pieces, you'll find those links in today's show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/64. And there's also a full blog post, which just is the written version of this podcast episode. So that's the end of today's show. I'd really love to see you on the Revision Kickstarter workshop or as a full member of the Extraordinaries Club, because I sincerely believe that's the way that I can help you best and make the biggest difference in your life and in your child's life in the run-up to their exams next summer. This is the last episode of the School Success Formula for 2018, and before Christmas, I'm going to take a bit of a Christmas break and come back. I've got some really great ideas for episodes for the new year. So I just wanted to thank you so much for being a loyal listener this year. And, you know, if you do love the podcast and if you've got value out of it, I would so appreciate, as my little Christmas gift from you, if you left me a review. And all you have to do that is go into your podcast app and you can leave the review there. I have got instructions and I'll leave the link to those instructions in today's show notes as well. So I really would love to wish you a very, very happy Christmas and give you all the best wishes for 2019. And really enjoy this Christmas holiday with your family and friends. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.